Let's look at a new six-month training program being offered in Juba by Salam Junoob and Mayo Company. It's focused on leatherwork skills for young people aged between 18 to 35 years, with sessions running from July to December. That's about 6 months. And so we have some the organizers right here in the studio. We speak to Pulo Albino, Alfonso Konyung, and we also have Deborah Juma, who are from the Salam Junoob, and we have a representative as well from the Mayo Company who will be speaking as well to help us understand, as they are going to be the ones training the guests, those who will be able to get through to the program. So yes, good morning, Pulo. Good morning, my guests. Thank you for coming in.
Good morning. My name is Pulo Albino Alfonso, program coordinator, Salam Junoob.
Yes. And we also have Andrew. Yes. Andrew Maduk, who will be joining us from Mayo Company. So let's get to it and just understand how this is going to work. What, first of all, inspired the launch of this leather work training program for the youth in South Sudan?
Yes, actually, what inspired the launch of this program is part of our activities at Salam Junoob. Salam Junoob was established in 2018 by some youths who came up to fill the gap that they have seen in South Sudan. Since its formation, Salam Junoob has been doing a lot of activities among the youths. One of it is Take Tea Together, which is one of the forums that brings youths, women, and people of all walks of life together and discuss some issues affecting them in different communities. So it happens that training the youths, because we realize the youths of South Sudan, most of them lack a lot of skills. Mm-hmm. So we put it as a priority. Of course, one of the resolutions being passed during our first TTT.
Yeah.
Because the TTT, it is...
What is TTT?
TTT, it is Take Tea Together.
Oh, that is the acronym. Okay.
Yes. So we take tea as we discuss issues affecting the communities.
Okay.
And then one of the resolutions was training the youth in different fields.
So this resolution came from those discussions you
had
while you're taking tea together?
Yes, we are taking tea together, discussing issues affecting the youths of South Sudan. So it happens that most of the youths, they lack skills to work for themselves. So that resolution was passed, and then we started by training some youths in agriculture.
When was that?
That was in 2021.
Okay.
Yeah, but after, let me say, 2 years, mm-hmm. because it was founded in 2018, then 2019, we are still coming up. Then we got our first funding in 2020 and to 2021.
You did the training for agriculture. After that, what else did you do?
So after the training, we provided seeds, ox plows, and then some startup kits.
Okay.
Yeah, so... From the beginning up to now, we have so far trained like more than 2,000 youths in different skills, in business, agriculture, and so many other fields.
So this is the first time you'll be doing a training on leatherworks?
Yes, it is our first time to be doing this training in leatherworks.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yes.
Yes, coming to you, I want to understand more about the work of Mayo Company. How long have you been working? When were you established? So yes, Andrew, could you come in there?
Yeah. Good morning, Radio Mirai listeners, wherever you are. My name is Andrew Maduk Tut. I come from Mayo Company Limited. Mayo is a national company that is incorporated by law. It was established around 2018. It is the only company in South Sudan that started leather work we are currently producing leather products.
So what are those leather products?
Okay, the leather product that we produce include footwears, bags.
You should have brought samples, yeah, Jack?
Yes, yes. Definitely, we will bring samples next time.
I had bags and I was like,
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. Okay,
For whatever leather products that you can see around in towns, we have it, we can produce for you.
And when you talk about leather, what kind of leather are you talking about? Because we have synthetic leather, is it a PU something leather? Then you have the, you know, original leather from which type of, you know, hide. Could you explain?
Yeah, exactly. You're right. We don't have any synthetic material that we produce. Mm-hmm. We actually produce real original leather.
100%.
100% from height.
Okay.
Because there's a difference between height and the leather.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. And now let's head straight into understanding this training. What should we expect from the training? Assuming I wanted to apply, what should we expect from the training? And now let's hear from the lady in the room. And this is Deborah Yar.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. I'm Deborah Yar from Salam Junub. Actually, what should be expected from this training is nothing but a life skill, whereby when you go there, you won't come out when you are empty. You must come out when you have gained skills, and you will be in a position of being self-employed, whereby maybe you will, the only thing you will lack by then is the starting capital, but the knowledge you will be having, whereby this 6 months training, it's not just going to be in vain. It must like equip whoever that will go there and get trained. This is what I can say.
All right. Thank you. Coming back to you, Andrew, could you walk us through what the program would look like as part of the training if I was to be in this 6 months? What will it look like? Just give me a visual.
Yeah. Well, the training will cover mostly practical work, and that is craftsmanship, where the participant will be trained on how to design and produce leather bags, leather footwears, oilsters.
So what will a training day look like?
Well, you know, we have a training facility, actually.
Mm-hmm.
We have a production facility where we have all the equipment, we have the expertise who are well-trained, and they have the skill to deliver.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. And where will this happening? Where will this be happening, Pulo?
Yes. The training will specifically happen in the premises of Mayo Company.
Mm-hmm.
Mayo Company is located along Bell Farm Road, near to Mwandisin. So that area, I think, is called Rockway.
Rockway.
Okay. And will the trainees receive any kind of support? Will you offer transport to get them there or meals? What will that look like?
Yes. Salam Junuf, in collaboration with Imayo, will be able to offer transport funds and lunch to the trainees. Yes. Provided that the trainees will be at the training sites from 8:30 to 4 p.m. and they will be following the schedules of the company.
Okay.
Yes.
Now let's talk business. Yeah, Andrew.
Yeah.
You know, I before you get into something, you want to understand if it's going to be profitable.
Yes.
So you've been working in this leather industry since 2018. In South Sudan, has there been good market? Is it, if I come and get the training, will my products sell?
Well, you know, it is true that the leather sector is a new sector in this country. It is actually untapped. People don't know more about it. There are challenges and there are opportunities. Yes, in terms of business, it is profitable and can even generate income to the government and employ more youth. Although the current challenges are exploitation, you know, by the foreign markets, you know, the whole of the market is invaded by Chinese-made materials. So for this sector to be a very economically viable, profitable sector, it needs the support from the government, mm-hmm. whereby the government need to regulate and also, you know, bring some legislation that support the industry.
Okay.
Currently, we are very happy as the government is also taking some initiative. We are working with the Minister of Trade and Industry, Minister of Livestock and Fisheries, and one of the development partners, the International Trade Center. So this will actually help us unleash the economical viability of this sector. It is true, it is profitable, but it needs some regulation and legislation so that the sector is protected.
Okay, can I ask, do you produce your own leather as well?
Well, unfortunately, in the whole country, there's nobody who can say that they produce leather. In the whole history of South Sudan, we don't have a tannery.
Okay.
To produce a leather, you need a tannery.
So how is that a challenge for you, the fact that you have to bring in the leather? How does that work?
It is a challenge because we have to export leather. But we have brought a new initiative where we will be taking our raw hide. We import it. We take our raw hide from here, and then we re-export after it has been tanned, after it is tanned to a leather.
So you will take the hide from here, export it?
Yes.
To the industry that will make the leather for you and send it back?
Yes.
Okay. Is that more affordable compared to buying ready leather?
It will be the least affordable because it would not be like directly, you know, exporting.
Okay, yeah. Okay. So that's definitely something to know before going for the training and getting the skills. Thank you very much. Now, just coming back to you, Pulo, could you maybe explain why specifically leather works and why targeting the youth? In terms of this program?
Yes, we are specifically targeting the youths because we realize there is a gap. As my colleague said it, our market has been flooded by foreigners. And we, the youths, are loitering on the road, doing nothing, earning skills. Then we see to it that it is high time for us to impart some knowledge into our youths, so that in the near future, they will be able to take our market as South Sudanese. And as you put it, the leather works. No company has ever come up with just an idea. So it is a new initiative that we really need to promote and devolve.
How did you come to partner in this? I want to understand. Have you known each other? I've noticed you are both established in 2018. So what was that like? How did you come to decide to work together?
Yes, as I said earlier on, we came to know each other from our TTTs because if you look into the age of the founders of these two organizations, they are of youthful age.
Okay.
So whenever we come together and talk during our take tea together, we discuss some of these challenges and the opportunities that we need to take. Then we came to realize it is a gap. There is a gap in the leader and there is a gap in the training field. So each and everyone start now to explore those opportunities. So we came to realize we have come to existence as Salam Junub and Mayo.
Okay, thank you very much. Yes. Well, now, as we're closing the conversation, you could share, I don't know if Yar, you could share how can people apply for this program?
Okay, thank you so much. Whoever wants to apply can come to our office. We are located at High Kuwait, opposite Kuwait Hospital. just behind gate, the Western Gate. That is where our office is located. And also in the forms, there are numbers provided there. Like if you want to come and pick the form and you are lost, you don't know the direction, you can call that number and someone will be in a position to come and pick you, take you to the office and you receive your application.
Do you have social media? You could share your social media platforms before you leave for Salam Junoob as well as my company.
Yeah, we have social media. It is salamjunoob.org on Facebook. So I think whoever can cite that will also get. And that is what I can share.
And for Mayo, what about you? What's your social media handle and how can you be found? Where can your products be found?
Yes, our products can be found at our production facility. We normally had a shop along the airport road, but due to some challenges, we closed it. So for anyone who wants to visit, can come to our production facility along Bill Farm Road and also check on us at Facebook or on our website, myoleather.net.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much. Thank you, Pulo, Andrew, and Yar for coming to speak about this wonderful opportunity for the youth. I do wish you a wonderful time as well as a good program when it starts. When does it start, though?
Yeah, I think the training will start as soon as the deadline is enough.
When is the deadline?
The deadline from now, I think we are left with 2 days.
Okay.
Yes.
2 days. So that means by Sunday, you should have made your application. So if you're interested in learning how to make leather products, bags, shoes, and belts and others, go ahead and apply. You need to be a young person between the age of 18 and 25. Well, that's it now for this part of the program. Thank you so much for tuning in. Two gentlemen and lady, thank you very much for coming.
Thank you, Radio Miraya, for hosting us.
You're welcome.
We are so happy.
Thank you very much.